Hello listener, hope you are doing good. As I told in my season intro that I am going to bring few best friends to my podcast and will know how happily are they enjoying their friendship. So today we have Samhita and Shravya with us. So let's talk with them and know about their friendship. Hello Samhita, hi Shravya.
Hey Manisha.
How you guys are doing?
I'm doing good.
Yeah, how even you? Even I am very fine. Thank you so much. So, as I told you that we'll be starting this, we'll be discussing about your friendship in this podcast. So, let's quickly start up with the question. So, let me put my first question. Since how long do you know each other? And generally, people will say that initially when I met you, I did not thought that we would become best friends. So, how did this bond happen in your case? Did you guys patch up very soon? Or did it took quite a long time to get to come closer?
Okay, to be frank, now I think we have to go way back to the past. I think it's in second class, right?
Yeah.
That's the first time when I met her. The section was second A. Grade A section.
Okay.
At that time, sections were shuffled. So luckily, I got transferred from C section to A section.
Okay.
So that's how I met this idiot.
So Shravya, initially were you in the A grade?
Yeah.
So from C section to A grade, you got shifted.
He was the one who transferred.
Okay. So what do you guys think now? Like, if that shuffling wouldn't have been happened in that moment, then would you guys have become friends now? Or was that the major thing?
I would definitely say, if the shuffling wouldn't happen in the first time, then I would be like much more in our peaceful.
Okay, so second grade means like you guys know a lot of about each other. You have started your lives together at the same point of time. Like you have seen each other in every phase of your life, correct?
Yeah.
Actually, to be frank, when I first met her in the second grade, we didn't instantly got together or became best friends as
such. She was too competitive actually.
Yeah.
Competitive towards yourself, Shravya? Was she competitive to yourself?
Like in every other things. Like, you know, I have to, you know, score this much. You know, I have to be the top of the class. So she had some standards.
What do you expect more? I was a best friend of Kirti. She was studious.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Somehow we got along. And I think our fathers also played role.
A major role. Our families became
they used to too. They used to visit often, you know, for some other reason. So
my dad used to bring me to Shravya's house every now and then when we used to stay in type 3 in Ordnance Factory. So that's how we became close. I will still not say that at that point, at that grade, we became close, but it eventually happened, you know. I think it was the 8th class when we became really close to each other. 8th class played a role when I moved to type 4, from type 3 to type 4.
Okay.
Yeah.
So type 3 and type 4 are the locations in your locality, right? From one particular place to other place?
Yeah.
Okay, that sounds really great. You guys know each other since childhood and so it is a childhood friendship.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Friendship since childhood. So yeah, that sounds really good. So after like getting old at 60 or 70, you guys would be thinking at the age of second grade we were like this and we were like this. That sounds a bit funny at that moment for at that time also. Yeah.
By the goal, 60 or 70, even when we meet each other, then we still recollect those past stories that we do. You know, we would catch up all those memories.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Those all memories are really priceless.
Yeah.
So now I'll step into my second question. I think for this question, you guys might have not have the answer, but still try to do. because since you were in very child, I mean second grade means you are very too small, right? So I don't know if at that age you guys have formed the first impression or not. So my question is, so now you guys have absolute positive impression on each other, but what was the first impression you had when you met in the beginning?
I think I already answered that.
Yeah.
She was very competitive.
Yes, yes, yeah.
That's what I had in mind. But I really don't remember how I became friends with her.
She at least had an opinion on me. I thought couldn't care less about Shravya. I didn't even give a shit about anybody. I was so self-obsessed. My one and only best friend was Cheesy at that point of time. And I used to always be back of her. Or else I used to be a teacher here and there. To be a good student. You know?
Yes, yes, I understood. So, Samita never gave a shit about Shravya, and Shravya's first impression was that she's always competitive. Is this, am I correct?
Yeah, correct.
Okay, so since it is the friendship of since many years, now I step into my other question. Why is she your best friend? What is that specific quality which makes you grab towards each other? And why not anybody else in spite of other person?
I think she gets me very well. I don't know, we just click. That's it.
Exactly. We just get along very instantly.
Nobody understands me better than her.
Okay, so Samita, what is your take on this point?
I think what I believe is in every relation, be it friendship or any such relation, understanding the person really well what plays a major role. So I think that understanding part, we have done it so beautifully that we still, if at all we don't even have to talk for an year or so, we still get along properly. You know, after an year we have the same vibe. And we never complain that you are not giving me such time, or you are not meeting me, you are not chatting with me, you don't have to follow up with me. No such complaints. Just, you know, go with the vibe, understanding the things and getting along
with
the way.
This bond was made years ago, and it's forever. It doesn't matter what happens between us.
Yeah, that's good. More about this thing, what I felt about in your friendship is you got much time, very much time to spend with each other since second grade to eighth class and to eighth standard.
To be honest, I don't think second standard to seventh standard or sixth standard, I don't know if it contributes anything towards our friendship, because we were very little to know about all these things, right?
Okay.
We used to stay in a group, and I used to have my priority of friendship towards other girls, and same according to Shravya. I think she does too. So I think in second class, your best friend is Sahitya, right?
Yeah, she was.
Okay, for me it was Kirti.
So what you guys trying to say is your actual friendship started from the 8th grade, am I correct?
Yeah, I mean 5th, yeah. From 2nd grade to 5th.
Yeah, technically we started our friendship from 2nd class.
Okay.
But we actually started bonding from 8th class, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, I would say so, yeah.
That's when you actually face things, right?
Yeah, correct. I totally agree with you. So at the stage of time where we actually started facing things, you got connected to each other and realized that she and both can understand each other in a very well way.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, of course. Yeah. Okay, now I'll step into my another question. So you have to be very honest, okay, Samita and Shravya?
Okay.
Have to be very honest, and you can say simply yes or no, okay? Mm-hmm. If you are uncomfortable if you are uncomfortable for giving the reason, you can simply say yes or no.
So my
we have to drink vodka also if we don't have to answer the question.
No, no. Since it is a podcast, we don't have that facility. Yeah. Okay. First, Shravya will answer this question, and next, Samita, you have to answer it. Okay. Okay. Yes, my question is, did you ever lie to your best friend? Yes or no?
Quick. Yeah, might have, I guess. I guess. So, of course, for a moment, but later I would obviously tell her the truth.
Okay, so no, after I that, you'll
hide anything from her.
Okay, so after that, you'll confess in front of her.
Yeah, eventually.
Yeah. Truth, Samita, now it's your turn. Did you ever lie to Shravya?
Many effing times.
I can answer that. Yes, she did. So many times.
Okay. So then, did either of you got angry, like, after realizing that she lied you? Like, to, why did you lie me?
Yeah.
No, I would never be mad at someone who lied with me until unless it raises the question of our friendship or about us like that.
Yeah.
But I'm a bit opposite. You know, I get pretty mad.
Shravya is such a short tempered bitch when she was child. She couldn't spare me as a friend. I mean, literally, I don't know what's wrong with her. Until 8th class, she used to treat me as if I did something horrible to her.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
It's okay, koi baat nahi. Badi badi deshon mein choti choti baatein hoti rehti hai, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So now I'll step into my last question. If you have to dedicate a movie title or character from a movie to your best friend, what would that be? Or else you can also dedicate a song from a movie if a movie name doesn't flash into your mind.
Okay, you go first, Samita.
You can also dedicate a character also. Character from a movie.
Okay.
So you have three options: movie title, character from a movie, or song. You can go with anything.
Yeah, let me go first.
Yeah.
I want to dedicate Diamond Biscuit from Zindagi Na Mili Ki Guzara to Shravya. If you could remember Diamond Biscuit.
Okay, now Shravya, it's your turn. What would you like to dedicate to Samita?
I really have to think about it. I'm not sure. I haven't
Do you want to see here also, Shravya? Should I give you any clue as to?
Yes, please.
Wow, you didn't really think now, did you?
No, you okay, can't give any clue to her.
I'm just dedicating the title, okay? It's
okay.
Dhamaka.
I totally agree with you, Shravya. With her appearance, with her body language, the way she speaks, everything is apt suits for the word Dhamaka. I agree with you.
She's a cracker.
Yeah, Dhamaka. Yes, it suits for her. Yeah, that was a really very lovely interaction with you both, and I really appreciate the way you treated each other since this long time, and I heartfully wish that you continue this bond forever in your life. Thank you so much for coming into my podcast. Thank you, Samita. Thank you, Shravya.
Thank you. It was really nice.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.